right, today we're going to continue in our series, I Love Your Word. How many has been reading the three chapters? How many has been doing a fairly good job of sticking with that? How many, raise your hand if you've been reading three chapters. How many can feel a difference already in your spiritual diet? How many can feel a difference? Can you? I mean, I've heard so many testimonies from so many people talking about how, Pastor, I'm just is refreshing my life. And I just tell you, I just what I really love about Destiny Church is that I see growth happening. And how do I know growth is happening? Because you're embracing what God's doing. You know, a couple years ago, if I had done the series, we probably would have had about 30% of the people in the church who took that challenge. But to see 89% of you taking the challenge, it's really remarkable to see how God is growing us and where God is taking you. And so today, I just challenge you, man, get into that word. We were on a 60-day diet of saying we're going to read three chapters a day. This is our third week, going into our third week now of our 60-day challenge to read three chapters a day. I challenge you, if you haven't started yet, maybe been on vacation, didn't know about it, you can jump in with us. Jump in with us. We're reading three chapters a day and seeing what God can do to us. We talked about learning to eat bread. We talked about learning to drink God's water. And today we're going to talk about the breath of God. The breath of God. How many know, how long can you go without food? Anybody here know about approximately how long do you think we can go without food? They tell us we can go anywhere from 40. If you're really in a great health, you can maybe go as long as 70 days without food. But the average person can only go about 40 to 50 days without food. And those who are in really, really good shape and have taken really good care of themselves, they can go a little bit longer, but not much longer. Even the best person in the world can only go about 70 days. How long can you go without water? 3 to 4 days. Even the most hydrated and best-shaped athlete can only go maybe 6 days max without water. Most of us would dehydrate within 3 to 4 days, the average person. How long can you go without air, without breathing? How long? Come on, how many used to hold your breath in the pool when you was a kid? Do you remember that? You dive into the bottom. I was a good swimmer, and I used to love to jump down there, man, and grab things off the bottom and stay as long as I could. And I remember timing myself and trying to really learn to hold my breath. But even the best, the Navy SEALs, those who have been trained professionally, you know, the best of the red, white, and blue, man. These guys, even those guys can maybe hold their breath. Someone can hold their breath around 5 minutes. I mean, that's really professionally trained, disciplined guys who this is the best of the best. But the average person, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, right? And man, we got to be I remember one time I was doing a football camp, and I was playing football, and I was at a camp in Pikes Peak, Colorado, up way up in Denver. It's outside Denver in Pikes Peak. And I remember doing this camp there, and I just, I was in great shape back then. You know, it's hard to believe, but I was in great shape back then. And I could run all day long, didn't bother me. I could play football all day long, get done, go play basketball all day long, and then go out. I mean, we just didn't ever run out of breath. And I remember being up there, and we just right into our training, we're like, can't breathe, Pikes Peak, no oxygen level here, my lungs are burning like they're on fire, kind of like I did last night when I tried to run a mile. I mean, this is burning. It was burning, man. It was not good. How many know we can't live without food very long, can we? The bread of God. We can't make it without water, even shorter. The Word of God. And today we know that also the Word of God is also what? The breath of God. And we can't make it even shorter, just a few minutes without air. You think there's a correlation God's trying to teach us? You think there's something God's really speaking louder to us beyond what was written here is us learning that we can't make it without the Word of God. We can't sustain our life. We can't sustain our spiritual health without the Word of the Lord. So we're learning to eat it daily, our daily bread. We're learning to drink and be refreshed from His Word. Today we're going to talk about the breath of God shortly here. I want to give this to you, 2 Timothy 3:16. Look what it says. All Scripture is what? God breathed. All Scripture is what? God breathed. One more time. All Scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. We know the Scripture is breathed of God. So this is what happens. When we look at the book of the Word of God here, we know that it is inspired, breathed in by the Holy Spirit. It comes from the breath of God. Scripture is very clear, and we're going to prove this today. We're going to look and see where the Word of God is God breathed. We're going to be spending most of our time in Ezekiel 37. In Ezekiel 37, let's read, starting in verse 1, let's read a few of the verses here. The hand of the Lord came upon me. This is talking about the prophet Ezekiel. He came upon me, and he brought me out of the spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the midst of the valley, and was full of bones. And then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. How many know, what does dryness mean? What does dryness need? It needs water, okay? It correlates to our message last week. And indeed, talking about these bones were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord, you know. Next slide. And again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live, and I will put sinews in you, and bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall what? Live, and then you shall know that I am the Lord. And so we know here that there's a breath of God that comes to you and I. Full scripture is full that God wants to breathe life into you and I. That God wants to breathe something new and fresh into our life. That God wants to breathe into the dry bones, life, strength. And so what is God wanting to do with this breath, the breath of God? Let me give you four things very fast that the breath of God does and gives to us. Number one, it gives us understanding. The breath of God gives us understanding. Ezekiel 37 and 3. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? Now, listen, this is God speaking to the prophet Ezekiel. And I love his response here. I've read this many times, and I read it this week again. This jumped out to me. Like, and of course, you guys know me. I see things a little funny, okay? It's hard for me not to see things a little funny sometimes. But I really saw this, and I thought, God, that's a really funny answer. Look, God asked the Son of Man. He's talking to Ezekiel. Hey, can these bones live? And so I answered, Oh, Lord, you know. I mean, in my own mind, when God asked me a question, I'd be just like Ezekiel. I don't know what the answer is, but I know this. God, you know. You notice he wasn't right or wrong there. He didn't step out and say, well, maybe, maybe I don't know, or God, what's the right answer? He had the right answer. God, you know. God, you know. I don't know. God, you know. And that was the correct answer, because God does know. God does understand. And when he breathes into us, the breath of God brings a new understanding, because he does know. We don't know. Ezekiel didn't have the right name. He didn't have the right knowledge to understand this question, but he did know this. God, you know all things. And God, whatever the question is, God, you have the answer. And so God brings an understanding. The breath of God brings a new understanding. Job was very clear about this in Job 32:8. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. How many have a spirit in you? Yes, we all are made up of mind, body, soul, and spirit, right? Okay, so we know this. It says that the breath of God gives what? My spirit understanding. Where does understanding come from? It comes from the Spirit of God. Where does the Spirit of God come? It comes from the breath of God. So, let's clarify this. Let's be very clear. I don't know or understand a lot of things. And you have the same problem. We don't know and understand a lot of things. How many has ever asked God this question? God, I don't understand where you're taking me. God, I don't understand what my next step is in life. God, I don't understand what your will is for me. God, I also don't understand why these things are happening right now. God, I don't understand why I haven't got my answer yet. God, I don't understand why you haven't done this yet. God, I don't understand why this is happening. Has anyone ever asked those questions? And you won't understand. In our natural, we will not understand. But there is a way we can have a clearer and direct understanding that comes through the breath of God. It says the breath of God will speak to our spirit. It will give us a new and fresh understanding. Husbands, I got news for you. You will never ever understand your wife. I gave up a long time ago. And wives, you will never, ever understand your husband unless you have understanding. You see, God's Spirit can give you supernatural understanding, and you can become the best wife, the best husband, and you can have an understanding of the makeup of your spouse in a way that people don't understand. And you couldn't do it on your own. But the breath of God breathes into you, and there comes an understanding. There comes a patience. You understand His makeup, and God gives you patience for the bonehead that we can be. Because we can't do it on our own, but the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, gives us understanding. You want to have understanding how to be a good father, a good mother, a better teacher, a better employer? You're not going to understand it. You can go to seminar after seminar. Those things are great, and I'm all for it. Get as much training as you can. But understanding, and there's a difference between training and understanding. Understanding comes through the Spirit of the Lord. He takes the knowledge that you learn at a conference and breathes into you, and He can give you understanding of how to apply that to your situation. Otherwise, it'll just confuse you. Do I teach this way, or do I teach this way? The kids best learn this way, or the kids best learn this way? And we got all these different theories out there, and you've been taught. If you've been a teacher, for example, for a teacher, if you've been a teacher very long at all, you've been taught one way to do things, and over the years, things change, don't they? And you get a new set, but yet you still got the old things that work for you, but they're telling you the new things work better, and you're not sure. How are you going to know? It's an understanding. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. This is how to understand. I mean, there's an understanding that God gives, and that's just not for teachers, for every one of us here, if we'll allow the breath of God, the Word of the Lord, to come to us and breathe in us. It brings understanding. Jesus made it very clear in Luke 24, verse 45. And He opened up their what? Understanding. This is Jesus. He opened up their understanding that they might what? Comprehend the Scriptures. Let me say to you, it's hard for a Christian to comprehend the Bible. It doesn't happen unless the Holy Spirit is actually drawing that person there for a reason, and trying to show them something. Maybe I've heard it happen in hotel rooms where someone was on, you know, a suicide, and maybe they pulled out the Bible and God spoke to them. I've seen that happen. But in general, if you're not a Christian, you have a hard time understanding the Bible. But it's amazing when you become a Christian that the breath of God comes in you, and all of a sudden you have new meaning. Well, boy, I heard that story all my life. My mom preached it to me all my life. But now that I'm living for God, and my heart's in the right place, I can actually read this story, and it comes to life to me. It actually has meaning. I actually understand it now. See, here's the difference. God says He has opened up their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures. This is why some of you here today, you're reading Scripture for the first time in your three chapters a day, and you're having an understanding like you never had before. Why is that? Because your heart's in the right place. You're saying, God, I want Your Holy Spirit to breathe in me. And God is breathing a new understanding to you. He's breathing in you a new understanding, life. He's giving you life. The second thing we see is that when God breathes in God's breath, there is a order, that God gives order through His breath. We see the example here in the story we just read, Ezekiel 37, verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Now, some of us here, when we've heard the story before about Ezekiel and the valley of the dry bones, we think there's a bunch of skeletons laying around. That wasn't the case. What was laying around was a bunch of bones that had been scattered through death and war and through animals and through the birds of the air and through the beasts of the fields. I mean, they've been eating on these carcasses. You know what I'm talking about here, okay? There's nothing but bones left, but these bones were not sitting there as perfect skeleton. These bones were scattered all over the valley. And when He prophesied, look what happened. Suddenly a rattling came, and the bones began to come together. Whoa, can you imagine this, man? I mean, we need that 3D glasses to put on right here. maybe call them our VG glasses, again, the Bible glasses. You know, put your glasses on and see the story coming to life. Can you imagine prophesying over those bones and across the valley? Zoom, 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 zoom. Bones coming together and coming out of nowhere and forming back into their original skeleton. Why is that? Because God is a God of order. And when His breath is spoken over something, He brings order to death. He brings order to confusion. He brings order to those things that have been scattered, those things that have been lost, those things that have been torn apart, those things that have been destroyed. And we think there's no way this thing can be resurrected. There's no way that dream will ever come to pass. There's no way this thing will ever be healed. There's no way this thing will ever be what God wanted to be. Listen, don't discount the breath of God. Do not discount the breath of God, because when God breathes on something, when God speaks to something, order takes place. And these bones came, and they came together bone to bone. A powerful story, a powerful illustration. Psalms 33, verse 6 says it like this: by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and the host of them by what? The breath of His mouth. That God speaks things into existence. We see it here in Genesis 1, 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. What did God do? He said, God said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. I mean, there's a power in the breath of God. When He said, let there be light, He didn't just think it. He spoke it. And through the power of His spoken word, through the power of His breath, light became into existence. Listen, God speaks into your darkness today. When He says, let there be light, I don't care how dark it may seem, how dark it is. When God speaks it, when His breath covers it, there's a new light that comes. There's something, a light that comes. And God today, He is speaking. When He speaks, it gives order to things. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper the thing for which I sent it. How is it that this word success and prosper keep coming up every week, isn't it? And it's all tied to the word of the Lord. Those who meditate upon the Lord, those who keep the commands of the Lord, those who read the word of the Lord and apply it and implant it in their life, what happens? He causes a prosperity, a success to come. The word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what I please. This is God talking, prophesying, and shall prosper the thing from which I sent it. Listen, when God breathes and God speaks, it brings order to our chaos. Some of us here, we got to let the breath of God speak into our life. We got to learn to let God's breath speak into. This is why this three chapters a day is such an important time right now. Because we're allowing the spoken word of God, the spoken breath of God, to be spoken into our life and to be breathed into us. It gives order. Number three, it gives strength. Look what Ezekiel 37:6 says. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. When God breathes into him and he prophesied these words, the bones not only came together, but after the skeletons were put back together, God put back tendons and muscles and flesh back to the bones. I hope you're getting this spiritually, what's happening here. That when God speaks to you, I don't care how weak you may seem. I don't care what you've been through that may have torn you apart. How great the tragedy, how great the loss. If you allow God to speak into you, He once again will breathe life into your life. He once again will put back the bones. He once again will return the strength back to you. When you allow the breath of God to be spoken in your life, when you allow the breath of God to be spoken into and over your life, there's power in the breath of God. This is what He's teaching us right here. There's power in there. There's life. There's power in it. Look at Exodus 15:8. At the blast of your breath, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood straight like a wall. In the heart of the sea, the deep, waters became hard. just talking about the children of Israel when they crossed over on dry ground. Remember that? It says that the breath of God was the one that actually parted the waters. We know that Moses held up the staff. When Moses held the staff, this is what happened in heaven. God went. And when God breathed, those waters. You talk about power in the breath of God. He says when God breathed, the waters stood straight like a wall. The heart of the sea, the deep waters became hard. The waters piled up when God breathed. Talking about power in the breath of God. Look what John 20:22 says. And when he had said this, he breathed. Let's just talk about Jesus. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. How did Jesus give out the Holy Spirit while he was here on earth? Through the breath. And so if God gives out breath, and every scripture is what? God breathed. Every scripture is what? God breathed. God breath. When I'm taking in the scripture, what am I receiving? I'm receiving the Spirit of God. I'm receiving life. I'm receiving strength. Number four, it gives life. We know today that the breath of God gives life. Ezekiel 37:10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Now, I hope that you're seeing this today. The dry bones come together. The left bone was connected to the... All right, you know what I'm talking about today. You were thinking it. Put your right arm in. Put, you know, this is all happening right there. The hokey pokey began to take place. Phew, the bones came together. God, after the bones come together, God grows tendons and flesh and muscle. And then they stood to their feet as he breathed life into them. And what happened? A vast army appeared. As I read this, I thought, God, how many of us here today feel so dry in our bones at times in our life? We feel so dead and like our dreams have been shattered, our lives through a broken marriage or broken promises or hurt and disappointment. It feels so shattered, like it's never going to recover. Things will never get better. And just the breath of God, that he returns strength back to us once again. He raises us back up once again. And when God breathes into us, what happens? He raises up a vast army. That's my prayer, that God would breathe upon the people of Destiny Church, that God would breathe upon us, and God would breathe new life, new passion. God would breathe into our dry bones. God would speak his spirit out and pour his spirit out upon us. And when that happens, what happens? A vast army begin to raise up. An army that's unstoppable for the kingdom of God. An army that's unstoppable to do God's will. An army that's unstoppable to feel what God is speaking. How powerful we would be if we let the breath of God breathe upon us. How powerful we would be if we let God's breath breathe in us. When you speak the word of God, you're speaking the breath of God. Do you realize that? When you speak the word of God, you are speaking the breath of God. When you speak the word of God over your situation and into your situation, you're speaking the breath of God into your situation. Genesis 2:7 was very clear. Look what it says. The Lord was showing us something from the very beginning. From the very beginning, this was his will. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. And what did God do? He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. God wants you and I to have life. And it comes through allowing him to breathe into us. What brought life to Adam? The breath of God. What brings life to you and me? The breath of God. It's the breath of God. And so this is the problem that we have today in the church, is we have too many malnourished Christians who are not eating their daily bread. We have too many Christians that are dehydrated, who are not drinking of the fountain. We're not drinking of the waters. And we have too many scriptures and not allowing God's breath to breathe in them. They're walking around with spiritual asthma. With their inhalers. Trying to stay alive. If I can just make it to Sunday. If I can just make it. We're just struggling. We're dry. Why is that? Because we haven't learned to eat daily from the bread of God. We haven't learned to drink daily from the fountain. And we haven't learned to daily allow the breath of God to breathe into me. Scripture is God breathed. It says that everything, every part of Scripture comes from the breath of God. That He breathed, inspired. Scripture even says that no Scripture was for personal interpretation. What that means was no Scripture was given as a personal thought from an author. But all Scripture was given straight by the breath of God, inspired. And the people who wrote this were writing it straight down what God was saying to them. It was not a personal interpretation. It was what God was speaking to them, and they wrote it down. It's God breathed. You remember when you was kids, you used to get those balloons filled up with helium? Musicians, why don't you go ahead and come this morning? Remember you used to get those balloons filled up with helium, and you would breathe those things in? You know, before our parents knew any better. Here's a tank of helium. Go have fun, kids. You know, and we wouldn't fill the balloons up. With, you know what I'm talking about. So you take a little bit of helium in and you breathe it in. What would happen to your voice? It would change the way you what? Talk, wouldn't it? You go up and talking like this. You know. You breathe that in and it changed the way you talked. Kids, don't try that at home, okay? Disclaimer right now. Your lungs blow up. Don't sue me, please, okay? How many know that when we breathe in the word of the Lord, it's going to change the way you talk? When you breathe in, every time, John, that I open up the word of God and I read, you know what I'm doing? I'm going, I'm exhaling. Every time that I open up to a passage and read one of my chapters, I'm exhaling the word of God. I'm breathing in God's Spirit. And every time I say to the enemy, though you may come like a flood, the Spirit of God raises up a standard against you. I'm blowing that out. There's power in the breath of God. Power to part waters. Power that brings life. Power that reconnects bones and tendons and muscles. Raises up a vast army. It comes through the breath of God. Today, I'm going to invite you to stand where you're at. We're going to close today with this song, this chorus. And it says, this is the air that I breathe. Your daily bread. As we sing this song today, I want you just to say, God, I want to consume your breath. God, I want the breath of God to fill me. Today you may be fine. You just want more of God. You may just be hungry for more of God. That's fine. Lift your hands to them today and sing it. And allow the breath of God to come into you. Maybe you're here today and you're feeling so dry. Spiritually, you may feel so dry. You may feel like, I can relate. I'm dry. I'm weak. I want you to see God's breath coming to you today, bringing new life. I want you to see God's breath today coming, bringing new strength. I want you to see God's breath coming today, bringing new vision, new passion for Him. As we sing a song, come on, sing it together, Joe.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I.
Oh,
desperate for you.
Come on, Joe, prophesy today. Prophesy. Hallelujah. Come on, listen to the Lord today.
I'm desperate for you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm nothing without you.
Yes.
Nothing without you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm lost without you. I'll seek you in the morning. You guide my way. You plant my feet on the solid rock.
Yeah.
I will say to you, I'm lost without.
That's our heart's prayer, God. You breathe on us, Lord. That you breathe on us, God. Breathing new life, Lord. That old things are passed away. All things become new in you, God. As you bring in fresh life. As you breathe in new life, God. Lord, you heal. Lord, you heal the broken places of our life. Lord, you heal the broken places of our marriage. You heal the broken places, Lord, of our health. You heal broken relationships. God, you heal where death once was. God, you bring life. You bring life, Lord, to dry bones. You bring water back to place. You bring strength back, God. And you speak life to us today. You speak life to all of us today, God. You're breathing in life to those who receive the breath of the Lord. They're receiving life today, God. Receiving, Lord, fresh life. Lord, as I prophesied, Lord, the very first week of the series, God, I believe, God, you are healing bodies through the series, God. I believe you're healing spirits, God. You're healing paths. It's coming, God, because you're breathing life into us, God. You're bringing, Lord, you're bringing, God, a fresh breath of your anointing. You're speaking out. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. You're speaking out. Receive you new life. You're speaking out. Receive you new healing. You're speaking out. Receive you restoration. You're speaking out, Lord. Receive you peace. You're speaking out today, God. Receive of the Holy Spirit. And God, today, Lord, we are a people, God, who are hungry for you, God. We are a people who are desperate for you today. That you may be here, and if you need to go, feel free to go. But we're going to continue to worship the Lord. You're a visitor today. We thank you for being here. We're going to go after God, what God's doing here today.
I'm desperate for you.
If you're hungry today for God, cry out to Him. Say, man, God, I need more of you.
I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. of you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Today, I just want to express to you how much I appreciate you guys being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and not being worried about the clock. And we don't condemn anybody who had to leave. I know people have appointments and some people couldn't stay. But this, what I'm challenging you, because I know you, the ones that are here, the ones who are really hungry right now for something of God. And my challenge to you is that we as a core body of believers would come in and know that every week that God's wanting to meet us. And every week, if we'll step up our passion, we'll step up our faith, we'll step up our hunger for God, just hunger just to minister to the Lord. I'm not talking about coming into hunger and saying, God, I want you to fix this. God, I want you to know. I'm talking about just coming to hunger just to be in God's presence. I mean, that's why we're here, isn't it? It's hard to leave God's presence, and it's hard to leave when there's such a just a stirring of God's Spirit. It's such a comforting thing, such a peaceful thing, such an empowering thing. And if we'll come in and say, God, I just want to be in your presence. God, I just want to minister to you, God. I just want to minister to you, Lord. I just want to minister to you. I talked about Samuel last week and how God called out to him, and there was a famine in the land of people hearing from the voice of God, hearing the word of God. And it was just the boy Samuel, the little boy Samuel, who God called out in the middle of the night. And why did he do that? First, before he called out to him, it says Samuel could be found just ministering to the Lord. He would just minister to the Lord. And so if we come in our hearts with expectation and say, God, we just want to minister to you, God. We want to be in your presence. Lord, we want you to breathe on us, God. We just want to be in your breath, God. We just want you to feel the breath of the Holy Spirit pour through this place in refreshing, refreshing way. The water's refreshing us, God. It's going to overflow. And those who are sitting next to you are going to feel something happening in their life. They're going to want more of that. They're going to taste it and say, oh, that's good. I want more of that. This says you're tasting some today, and you've tasted in the past. So my challenge to you is to come there next week and come. And when we come together, say, God, I just want to minister to you, Lord. I want to go after you in your presence, God. I want you to breathe on me, Lord. I just want you to breathe on me. And all week when you're reading the Word of God, I want you to imagine yourself I'm inhaling the breath of God. New life. New life. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Feel free today. Stay as long as you want, man. And hug a few necks before you leave for sure, and shake some hands. And just tell people it was good to be in God's presence today. Come back expecting God to do even more this next week. Amen.